朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
地上的事情，新的越用越旧，越用越陈旧。
All those things on this earth will be used, will get older and older.
只有属灵的事情啊，越来越新鲜。
Only the spiritual things will get newer and newer.
好的永远在后面。
The better ones always comes last.
那一天，主耶稣行了这个神迹。
That day after Jesus performed a miracle.
但是约翰，事实约翰也不是没有功劳，因为是把安德烈引到主耶稣面前，就是他。
And also, we should credit John because he lead Andrew to Jesus.
他指给他看，这是神的羔羊。
Because he pointed out, this is the Lamb of God.
为什么我们我们说主耶稣是神的羔羊
？We say that Lord is the Lamb of God.
因为他是羔羊。
Because he is the Lamb.
所以他的意思就是说，为我们的缘故，替我们死在十字架上面。
So that we say that he, because of us, he died on the cross for us.
弟兄姊妹们，旧约和新约，神的确向人显为不同。
Now, it is so different that the how the Lord manifests himself in the Old Testament and in the New.
旧约时候，神对人显出公义。
In the Old Testament, the Lord showed forth his just.
但在新约说，因为这位羔羊为我们解决公义的问题。
But in the New Testament, because of this Lamb, this just was fulfilled.
神的义在主耶稣身上显明出来。
Then the God's righteousness was manifested in Jesus.
所以我们再来亲近他不同了。
So that we can come close to him and it's different now.
这里约翰福音第一章记载说，安德烈那一天就与耶稣同住。
Now in John the first chapter, it recorded Andrew that night stay with Jesus.
这一位神的羔羊，他里面是神的生命。
Now this Lamb of God inside of him is the life from God.
但他穿着一件羔羊的形状。
But he wear this form of a lamb.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣虽然是神的儿子，他与我们一样成为人的性情和样式。
Although he is the Son of God, but he still is exactly the same as a human being.
所以今天早晨我喜欢唱这首诗歌《加利利的陌生人》。
That's why this morning I sing you this song, The Stranger of Galilee.
中文翻陌生人实在不知道应该怎么翻法。
The stranger is so hard to translate.
因为就着我们所以为认识的主耶稣，好像我们跟他熟悉的。
Because as we all sort of know Jesus.
但是当我们每一次遇见他的时候，他还是一样新鲜，一样好像我们不认识。
But every time when we meet him, as if we meet a brand new person.
因为每一次都有新的恩典为我们。
Because every time there's new blessings, a new grace for us.
我正在想能不能把陌生人三个字改一改。
I was thinking, can we change the stranger?
他说我们所认识的人都好呢。
Or change it into someone we know.
想来想去，的确，主耶稣有时候向我们显为，真是奇妙。
Then after we think about it, then we realize every time the Lord really shows some wonderful things to us every time.
这些门徒们接触他。
These disciples were close to him.
我想他们一定发现主耶稣每一天显出他奇妙来。
I believe every day he sees some wonderful things happening in Jesus.
就在安德烈跟随主的这两天里面，他发现许
多奇妙事。Just in this few days, Andrew following Jesus.He saw some wonderful things happening.
我不知道他里面怎么会领会耶稣基督就是弥赛亚。
I don't know how can he understand that Jesus is Messiah.
但是一定和他与主同住有关系。
But it must have something to do with him staying with Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有住在主里面？
No, brothers and sisters, do you live in the Lord?
主有没有住在你的里面？
Did the Lord...Live in you.
如果你经历和他同住的真实，
If you experience this abiding,
我想你认识这一位就是神所高的基督。
then I think you will understand and you will recognize this is the anointed one.
因他是那样奇妙温柔那样甘甜。
Because he's so wonderful and he's so tender and he's loving.
慈爱怜悯。
And kindness and passionate.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们每次来亲近主的时候，
Every time when we come to be close with Jesus,
就是我们认识主的时候。
It's the time we know him more.
我不知道怎样讲，弟兄姊妹们。
I just don't know how to explain this.
一再又一再，我们提醒弟兄姊妹说，跟随主的路没有别的。
Once and again, we mentioned that there's no other way to follow Jesus.
亲近主。
Is to go close to him.
住在主里面。
To abide in him.
早晨起来，借着神的话喂养我们的心灵。
In the morning, we use his words to feed our soul.
借着我们的默想和主进入交通。
And through meditation that we can have the fellowship with the Lord.
借着我们里面的渴慕向主发出赞美。
And through the, through our thirst that we can praise him.
弟兄姊妹，你不要小看这个每天的生活。
Now, brothers and sisters, do not, see lightly this our everyday, life.
是。
This is what I want to talk to those who already know the Lord.
你既然接受他做你的救主，既然承认他是神的羔羊。
Now, you already recognize he is your savior and he's the lamb of God.
你已经承认说他的血洗净你的罪。
You already recognize that his blood cleanses all your sins.
为什么你不到他那里来？
And how come you don't come close to him?
住在他的里面。
To living, to abide in him.
享受与他的交通。
And to enjoy the fellowship with him.
享受他的同在。
And enjoy his presence.
你自己来认识他是基督。
And so you, then you can realize, then come recognize him, yourself that he is Christ.
怎么认识?
Now how do you know?
Oh, 问问安德烈怎么认识?
Now let's ask Andrew, how does he know?
他所看见的主是充满了人性的意味。
Now the Lord he saw is the one that filled with humanity.
他所看见的主是在日常生活里面能把我们的心引到神面前。
He's the Lord that he can you, in everyday living he can lead us to God.
越亲近主，就越真实的认识主。
Now the more you go close to him, then you will understand him more.
我们所听见各种教训道理都不过是一个引导，叫我们来到神的面前。
Now all the teachings we, and the doctrines we heard are merely the lead, merely led us to the to Lord Himself.
我们上次说过，真实跟随主的人就是真正跟随主的人，真正起来跟随主的人。
Now we last time we mentioned those who want to follow Jesus are the one that actually following Him.
弟兄姊妹们，礼拜天听了一篇信息回去了。
Now we heard the message Sunday and we go home.
下个礼拜又来听一篇信息。
And the following week we come again and heard another message.
对于主认识并没有增加。
Now, I don't think you know the Lord more through this way.
但是如果你能够回去。
But if you go home and you open your Bible.
把你的心打开。
And you open your heart.
和主有交通。
You have fellowship with the Lord.
从他的话语里面吸收他的生命。
And you absorb the life through his word.
多一点默想来认识主是怎样的一位。
Then you meditate more and then you recognize how Jesus is.
天天瞻仰他的荣耀。
And every day you gaze upon his face.
弟兄姊妹们，这个才是长进啊。
Now that's the way to grow.
没有人能够替你长进。
Nobody can grow for you.
只有你自己亲近主的时候是你的生命供应的时候。
Only the time when you be close with the Lord is the time you grow.
我自己这一天当我读到这段圣经的时候，我就发现说，的确我们对于主的印象错误了。
Indeed, when I read this myself earlier and I realized I have a wrong impression about the Lord.
我们以为施洗约翰这样的人是一个圣人。
We think John the Baptist is such a holy person, such a saint.
所以我们跟不上。
So we can't reach that level.
我们也不能像他这样绝对。
And we cannot, we can't be so absolute like him.
但是感谢神，今天新约里面我们所跟随是耶稣，不是使徒约翰。
Thank the Lord, in this New Testament time, the one we are following is Jesus, not John the Baptist.
哦，有一首诗歌是 What a friend we have in Jesus, 何等朋友，亲爱耶稣。
There's a song, What a friend we have in Jesus.
能够分我的罪担，担我的忧。
He can bear our sorrows and carry our burdens.
能够来亲近他。
and so that we can come close to him.
难怪弟兄姊妹们，安德烈从第一天开始就跟随他。
No wonder Andrew followed him from the very, very beginning.
并且不愿意离开。
And he doesn't want to leave.
圣经里面对安德烈记载并不太多。
There's a very few recording about Andrew in the Bible.
他的工作也不算太多。
And his work are not very great.
他只做了一件事情。
The only one thing he did.
好像是相当重要的。
As if it's a quite important one.
就是把他的兄弟彼得带到主面前。
Is to bring his brother Peter to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我想他带彼得到主面前说，也没有想到彼得恩赐多大，将来能够被主用。
I believe when Andrew first brought Peter to the Lord, he didn't realize that how great Peter would become later on.
他所传把这件事情告诉彼得的原因，是因为他里面实在受不了。
The reason Andrew would tell Peter about this is because inside he really is about to burst.
他总要告诉什么人？
He just have to tell somebody that he met Messiah.
弟兄姊妹们，这样一个感觉，今天我们在神的儿女中间应当看见才好。
Now this kind of feeling that we really should have among our brothers and sisters.
传福音啊，叫人到主的面前，把人领到基督面前。
To spread the gospel, to take people to the Lord.
如果你不觉得主是这样甘甜，你如何能传福音呢？
If you didn't think that our Lord is so sweet, how can you preach the gospel?
如果你来听福音，你来聚会不过是一个习惯，你怎么可能见证人说？今天我们遇见弥赛亚了。
Now, if you just come to church as a habit, how can you tell people that you come across Messiah, you saw him?
彼得如果要问到了，你怎么知道他是弥赛亚？
Now, Peter might ask him, now, how do you know he's Messiah?
可能安德烈回答不出来。
Maybe Andrew cannot give him a good answer.
但是有一首歌可以替他回答，就是我们刚才唱的头一首歌。
But the very first song we sang this morning can answer him.
那首诗歌说：“你怎么知道主耶稣活着
？”It says now, how do you know he lives?
回答说：“因为他活在我的心里。
”And the answer is because he lives in my heart.
弟兄姊妹们，这个才叫做福音啊
！Now that is the gospel.
你如果能对世人做见证，说：“今天我遇见救主，我知道他为我死。
”If you can witness to the world that I know Jesus, I know my Savior today because I know he died for me.
我知道他为我活。
And I know he lived for me.
他活在我的心里。
And he lived inside of me.
我所一切的重担可以告诉他。
And then all my burden I can tell him.
一切的需要我能向他求。
And all my needs I can pray for.
弟兄姊妹们，这是你的福音。
Now this is your gospel. This is the gospel you should preach.
今天我们所需要的不是更多的恩赐。
Now today, we don't need more gifts.
不是需要有更好的口才
We don't need more eloquence
而是要真正有人像安德烈这样遇见基督而心被他所夺的人
But those who like Andrew who met Jesus and was captured by him
他把彼得带到主面前
He brought Peter to the Lord
但是很稀奇从此以后主看重彼得胜过安德烈好像是这样
And then from that time on, it seems that the Lord, there's more emphasis on Peter rather than Andrew.
安德烈的路是非常隐藏的。
And Andrew's way is a hidden one.
我不晓得他是不是受了世纪约翰的影响。
I don't know whether this is because he was under the influence of John the Baptist.
还是受了主耶稣自己的影响。
Or he was influenced directly from Jesus.
因为世纪约翰说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Because John the Baptist did say that he will prosper and I will increase.
也可能他是受了主耶稣的影响。
Maybe he's also influenced by the Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣好多次在他讲道里面说，若不回转像小孩子，你们就不能进神的国。
Because so many times the Lord says that if you do not go back like a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我想安德烈一定是非常仔细在学习主的话语。
I believe Andrew must be very careful about learning all these teachings.
主叫他们降卑学习像小孩子
And the Lord teach them to be humble to be like a little child
我想安德烈操练了
I believe Andrew is practicing that
为什么
Why?
约翰福音第六章里面这样记载
Because in the six chapters of John the gospel according to John it was recorded
那一时候五千人在旷野里面没有吃的
That day there's 5,000 in the wilderness they don't have food
主耶稣就说对刚才我们讲对腓力说他说你们不给他们吃吧。
And the Lord talked to Philip and says, now why don't you feed them?
主对腓力说我们从哪里买饼叫他们吃饱。
Then they say, where can we go buy the bread to feed them?
Philip 说，就是有二十两银子的饼，一人分一点点也是不够。
And Philip said, even though we have so much silver, we can't buy bread and feed all of them.
但是有一个门徒带了一个小孩子来。
But there's one disciple brought forth a little child.
这个门徒是谁呀？
Now, which disciple is this?
安德烈。
That's Andrew.
弟兄姊妹，可见安德烈是真正学习和小孩子亲近的。
Now, so we know that Andrew is the one that who really learned how to be with the kids.
五千群众在那里，许多门徒都去忙那些大人，所谓大人和他们交通，跟他们一同聚集。
There are 5,000 grown up there, and all the disciples were busy to fellowship with all the grown ups.
安德烈去找个小孩子。
But Andrew found a little child.
也许问他说，小朋友，你叫什么名字？
Maybe he come and say, what's your name?
也许问他说，你来这边怎么样？
Maybe said, how are you?
那小孩子说，我有五个饼两个鱼。
And then that kid said, oh, I have 5 bread and 2 fish.
那弟兄姊妹，大家都知道说五饼二鱼，主耶稣用这五饼二鱼喂饱五千。
Now we all know that Jesus used this 5 bread and 2 fishes, 2 fish and feed all 5,000.
这个饼鱼是安德烈带来的。
Now this bread is fish were brought forth by Andrew.
所以我说安德烈实在学会做隐藏的工作。
So I'm saying that Andrew really learned how to do hidden work. He wants to be humble, and nobody knows him.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做门徒。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is how should be a disciple.
腓力也可能别人也看见有五个饼，也是这个小孩子。
Now, maybe other disciples saw this kid with the bread and the fish.
但是他们想根本没有用。
But they think, oh, there's no use.
安德烈就知道说。在我们是不能再生的。
But Andrew knows we can't do anything, but the Lord can.
也许他听过主耶稣讲的信息说，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
Maybe he remembered the Lord says that it is impossible in man, but it's but all things possible it was God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的实习啊，这是我们的操练。
Now this is our practice. This is what we should do.
安德烈就把这一点点饼和鱼带到主的面前了。
So Andrew just brought forth this little bread.
你们做门徒，弟兄姊妹，到底我们学做门徒有没有学到这些真实的功课呢？
Now we try to be disciples, but we learn all these practical things.
当我们觉得自己不行的时候，有没有相信神能呢？
Now when we feel that we can't do this, but did you think that is all things possible with the Lord?
还是你就觉得说只有属灵的事情是神能，我不能？
Or did you just think those spiritual things?Are in this kind of a category.
那么其他像打鱼这些事情，彼得说我能，你不能。
And all the other things like fishing, just like Peter says, oh, this is what I can do and you can't.
那一天主耶稣说，把船打到水深处下网吧。
But that day when the Lord said that you launch out your to the deep side and cast your net.
彼得说我们整夜劳累没有打着什么。
And Peter said, oh, we labored all night and we didn't get anything.
但因为你的话我们就下网吧。
But just because you said so and I'll do that.
他的话里面对于主并不是信任。
That in his word, you can feel the distrust.
但是安德烈不同。
But Andrew's different.
这里有五个饼两条鱼。
But Andrew says, here I have 5 bread and 2 fish.
在这里有个孩童。
Here we have a little child.
把他带到主的面前。
And he bring before the Lord.
虽然他也知道这么多饼一分算不得什么，没有人能吃得饱。
Of course he knows all this little food is not enough.
但他学会一件事情。
But he learned one thing.
如果当时没有学会，事后也学会了。
If he didn't learn then, he'll learn later.
如果事后没有学会，主还一直叫他们学的。
And if he didn't learn later, the Lord will still teach them again and again.
因为旧的整体来说，五饼二鱼的事情，后来又出现一次，神又用神迹又一把五四千人。
Because we see this similar thing happen again, the Lord feeds 4,000 once more.
但是门徒的心里还是愚顽的。
But it's still foolish in this disciples' heart.
有一天他们渡海渡坐船渡海到那一边去。
Because one day when they try to cross the sea,
圣经里不记别的事情，又记门徒忘记带饼。
And then the Bible recorded again that those disciples forgot to bring their lunch.
主就说你们要提防法利赛人和撒都盖人的笑。
And the Lord says that you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
其实神的主的话是意思是防备他们的教训来说的。
And the Lord was indicating their teaching.
但是这些门徒们天天想到饼的问题啊。
But these disciples were only thinking about the bread and the meal.
他说这话大概是因为我们忘记带饼吧。
Then they say, oh, the reason he said that because probably because we didn't bring any food.
他们的心里还是愚顽，并不明白神凡事都能这件事。
Deep down inside, they're still foolish and they still don't believe that the Lord can do everything.
弟兄姊妹，我也不知道安德烈在这件功课上学会了多少。
I don't know how much Andrew learned from in this event.
至少神给他机会学。
At least the Lord gave him a chance to learn.
我们也是一样。
It's the same with us.
弟兄姊妹，我在归纳说，我们必须每一个人对神有清楚的经历，自己的经历。
I have to say it again that we have to have our personal experience with the Lord.
知道他是神的羔羊。
And we know he's the Lamb of God.
知道他为我们舍命，为我们流血，解决罪的问题。
We know he bled for us and he washed away our sins.
知道他是基督。
And we know he's Christ.
基督和神的羔羊不同啊。
You know, it's different between Christ and the Lamb of God.
基督的意思是神所高的那一位。
Now Christ is the anointed one.
他是要做王的。
He will be the king.
他在我们心里做。
And he is king in us.
因为不仅这样，我们还要经历主的人性那一面何等的。
And then we still have to experience the humanity side of our Lord Jesus.
这个人性真实是所以我们能亲近他的原因啊。
Now this humanity, this reality is the reason why we can go close, draw close to him.
坐在宝座上的不是神的形状，是人子的形状。
Now the one on the throne.It's not in the shape of God, but it's the Son of Man.
他的表号预表是羔羊坐在宝座上。
And the symbol is the Lamb.
我们亲近主耶稣，发现主的甘甜。
When we are close to the Lord and we know that He's sweet,
我们就有力量宣传传主的恩。
Then we have this power to preach His gospel.
不仅把人带到主的面前。
Not only we bring people in front of the Lord.
我们也学习降卑在他的面前。
And we also learn to humble before him.
学习跟随他。
And we learn to follow him.
弟兄姊妹，有这个安德烈，虽然圣经里面记载的不多。
Although there's a very few recording about this disciple Andrew.
但是我觉得这些对我们是真实的教训。
But I think these are the true lessons for us.
如果我们真正的亲近主。
If we are close to the Lord.
常常被他吸引。
And we are attracted by him all the time.
学习与他同住。
And we learn to abide in him.
我相信我们属灵生命都要被改变。
I believe our spiritual life will all change.
安德烈的降卑好像不是一件难的事情。
Now it seems that it's so easy for Andrew to be humble.
我们的心觉得不容易降卑。
And we feel it's so hard to be humble.
会不会可能当中最大的差别在于说安德烈被主吸引呢？
Is it because the main difference is because Andrew was really attracted by the Lord himself?
If we don't come
close to the Lord and if we don't read the Bible and pray, how can we become a humble person? If we do not observe Jesus carefully and we do not learn to be with him, to be like him, how can we know his tender lovingness?
我们如何有力量传福音给人？
Now how could we have this power to preach His gospel?
弟兄姊妹，亲近主，我们要亲近。
Now, brothers and sisters, let's go come close to the Lord.
要学会亲近主。
We have to learn to do that.
要学会就在我们日常生活里面让主进来。
We have to learn in our daily life that we let the Lord take over.
我们唱。
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。Thank you.